Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Three letters appear atop each other, then separate. XYZ Films. Text appears over black. Netflix presents a Netflix original film. A Lost City production with XYZ Films. In association with MXN Entertainment, a Tony Elliott film. Our view floats slowly down shadowy hallways with elaborate graffiti visible on the walls. The letters of the film's title appear one at a time. A fills the screen first. R appears over a room with a partially blacked out window. Q appears over a doorway leading to a room with red light inside, its bottom slash line repositioned vertically inside its circle. In another room, a smooth metal cylinder spins rapidly. In a bedroom, a young man with close-cropped hair and a faint beard wakes suddenly. He looks beside the bed where a floating digital readout says 6:16 a.m. Daylight filtering in through partially blacked-out windows shines on a blonde woman lying next to him. She stirs. The man watches the woman sleep, then leans toward her and touches her shoulder. He slides the wide neck collar of her sweater down, revealing a small circular design glowing on the skin of her shoulder. The young man rubs the design gently with his thumb before slipping the collar back where it was. Turning his gaze to her face, he brushes aside her long bangs, tucking the hair behind her ear. Three men wearing air masks enter. One pistol whips the young man in the face. Awakened, the young woman recoils. Later, two of the invaders drag the young man by his feet down a hallway. He rouses. Reaching out, he grabs the corner of a wall and pulls his legs free, then rises and starts running. He knocks over a stool as the invaders chase him. One of them tackles him, sending him tumbling down a flight of stairs and banging headfirst into a wall. Suddenly, he's back in the bedroom, waking up again. The clock reads 6:16 a.m. The man's chest heaves, his mouth hanging open. He turns to the woman as she stirs, then turns to the door, which remains closed. He closes his eyes and rubs them, then looks at the woman once more. The invaders barge in. As before, the young man is knocked out and he wakes while being dragged down the hallway. He studies his surroundings, letting the corner of the wall pass by. Now the invaders sit the man in a chair inside a garage workshop, binding his hands and bare feet to it with zip ties. Turning to his right, he sees a body on the floor, dressed like the invaders. Behind him, a heavy door opens. An invader brings the woman into the room.
You okay?
She looks over at the spinning metal cylinder, which is the centerpiece of an elaborate mechanical apparatus, before she's dropped into a chair and bound like her companion. Left back to back, they sit immobilized as they look at the men in air masks. One of them approaches the young man. He punches the captive's ear. Behind him, the woman's brow tightens. One of the invaders grabs a stool and plants himself in front of the young man with a pistol.
That guy you fried with your clever little trap, that was our cousin.
Cuz.
His brother, Sonny.
He indicates a man wearing an army jacket.
You can call me father. You two are the kids.
What do you want?
Speak when spoken to.
Where are your scripts?
No need to rush, brother. Let's eat first.
We shouldn't linger.
We haven't eaten in 2 days. This fool and his money aren't going anywhere.
He's got apples.
Nobody has apples anymore.
He does.
Okay, all right.
Brother exits the room, remaining seated in front of the young man. Father turns to Sonny, who stands in place a few feet away.
Go on.
Sonny hesitates for a moment, then heads out of the room. Through the goggles of his air mask, Father watches him go, then slips his gun into the waistband of his pants as he stands. Knocking over his stool, he leans down between the prisoners.
Were you brats playing doctor?
You touch her and you die.
Father leans close to the young man's face, then raises the bottom of his air mask.
Give me your scripts. But hold back on me.
He jostles the young man, then roughly grabs and releases the top of the woman's head.
You got 5 minutes.
Father exits the room, which is filled with wires and high-tech machinery.
Who are they?
They followed you.
No one followed me, Ren. I made
Nobody
sure.
Nobody knew I was here except you. You show up late last night, then those guys show up.
You found me.
He hops his chair toward a counter.
Ren, shh. You told me to come.
It's not what I meant. It's not your fault.
He tries to grab something with his teeth.
What are you doing?
Getting hold of a pair of scissors, he drops it toward his hand, but misses the catch.
They had you under surveillance. I should have known.
What? Who?
He leans back forcefully, dropping his chair to the floor.
Ren, you're gonna get us killed.
He reaches out and grabs the scissors. His companion looks to the door, then back at Ren. He cuts the zip tie around his right wrist. After freeing his hands, he does the same for his feet.
Be careful.
Ren runs to the heavy door and closes it, sliding a large latch into place. He moves to the woman and cuts her bonds.
We don't have much time.
Time for what?
These guys want more than just scripts.
He moves to the body on the floor.
What? Ren, listen to me, okay? There's three of them, and they've got a gun.
Ren unmasks him.
Do you recognize him?
No.
I think he was there when Taurus tried to arrest me.
The woman reaches toward the spinning cylinder.
Don't touch it. It's rigged with 20,000 volts.
He sparks the scissors against the cylinder.
That's how this guy died.
What is it?
The Ark.
The Ark?
Arcing recursive quine. It's what they're after.
No, they're starving, like everybody else. So unless this thing is a food processor, I doubt they give a shit about it.
No, Taurus sent those bastards to take it back.
Ren types into a computer keyboard.
This is what you stole from Taurus?
I didn't steal it. I built it.
He straps on a glove.
What's it do?
It's a hyper-efficient energy turbine.
A generator. That's it?
Electricity buzzes around the glove.
I know that look.
She moves closer to him.
You're not telling me something.
Lock the door behind me.
Ren. Ren, don't go.
This door's reinforced. It would take ZMPs to break it down.
You're gonna get us killed.
I shouldn't have contacted you, Anna.
Don't say that.
I just needed to see you again. Stay here.
Don't go.
He sneaks out to the hall.
The so-called energy wars dominate headlines.
Ren spies into the living room.
All resources and citizens to the conglomerate's military.
Startled, he turns to see Hannah leaning against the wall beside him. He spies on the invaders as they prepare food.
Block drone missiles. More Taurus lies.
Ren gets a look at their faces with their masks off. Brother, a baby-faced guy with dark hair, sits at a table carving an apple.
Man, why you always gotta listen to this propaganda, huh?
Know thy enemy, my brother.
Yeah, well, the Pope tells it like it really is.
With gritted teeth, Ren nods to Hannah, then slips past the doorway to another hiding place. Peeking through the latticed wall, she sees a holographic broadcast of a gray-haired woman.
Claim that the energy crisis threatens humankind. I agree.
Hannah rushes to the wall by Ren.
Cut that into four pieces.
So, there's three of us.
The invaders turn toward their location. Ren throws something down the hall. The invaders turn in that direction. Father signals to Sonny, who goes to check it out, and gets cold-cocked by Ren with the electrified glove. Father grabs a knife. Ren charges, hitting him with the glove just as Father stabs him in the gut. Father falls unconscious, while Ren staggers back into a wall. Sliding to the floor, Ren holds his wound while his eyes and mouth go wide. Hannah slowly approaches and drops to her knees, looking at him with a knotted brow. He wakes, clutching his stomach. There is no wound. The clock reads 6:16 a.m.
Get up, Hannah!
What? Why?
They're coming!
Once more, the invaders enter. Ren gets hit. Later, he's tied to the chair, his chest heaving as he stares at the spinning cylinder of the Ark. The dead body of the invader, codenamed Cuz, lies on the floor nearby. Wearing their air masks, Sonny, father, and brother stand around their captives. Father puts away his gun, knocks over his stool, and takes a few steps closer to Ren and Hannah.
Were you brats playing doctor?
Touch her and you die.
Father leans in close.
Whoa. So menacing.
He lifts his mask from his mouth.
Give me your scripts. But hold back on me.
Replacing his mask, he roughly grabs the top of Hannah's head.
You got 5 minutes.
Father leaves the room.
Who the hell are they? Run. Run. Stop, they'll be right back.
We've got time.
What?
Ren clutches the scissors with his teeth.
You're gonna get us killed.
Once again, he misses the catch.
Listen to me, okay? Right now, this very moment, it's happened before. Twice, I think.
What are you talking about?
Shit.
Ren leans his chair back onto the floor.
What the hell are you doing? Ren, you're gonna get us killed.
He grabs the scissors.
I don't want you to get hurt.
Ren frees himself and stands.
Ren. Okay, listen to me. There's three of them. And they've got a gun.
He latches the door closed.
Hannah, listen to me. Today is repeating. Tell me you remember. Come on, you have to remember.
Have you lost your fucking mind?
No. No.
Ren scurries to his computer and starts typing. Various lines of text appear on the monitor. He studies the readouts with an incredulous expression.
I think the arc is causing time to loop.
Okay, Ren, you're talking crazy.
No, I remember. Okay, this guy, he's got a big scar across his face.
He pulls the mask off Cuz.
Prick, who calls himself Father, brown eyes, a little bit of stubble. The big guy, brother, dark hair, baby face, sunny, full beard, shaved.
How did you know that?
Because it's happened before. Twice.
Hannah starts to turn toward the arc.
Don't touch it.
Her eyes wide. She looks from the cylinder toward Ren.
What else do you remember?
Nothing. Except that Father guy killed me.
Well, how come you remember and I don't?
I don't know.
Oh, and what about those idiots with the code names? They don't remember either?
Just me. Anna, you don't have to believe me, but I need you to trust me.
Now the holographic broadcast shows multiple images.
Taurus Corporation's global military operation against rogue states and bloc coalition terrorists, the so-called energy wars, dominate headlines worldwide.
Sunny paces, while Father uses a handheld torch to toast a piece of bread. Nearby, Ren sneaks down the hallway, hand in hand with Hannah.
Man, why you always gotta listen to this propaganda, huh?
Know thy enemy, my brother.
Yeah, well, Torque tells it like it really is.
Ren pulls Hannah past the doorway and brings her downstairs to the basement. Near a water heater, Ren reaches up to a bag concealed above an air duct and pulls it down to the floor. He extracts two gas masks, handing one to Hannah.
What are these for?
He pulls a canister from the bag.
Cyanide gas.
So you're gonna kill them?
They'll kill us first.
You don't know that.
They already killed me. I'm gonna crank up the thermostat as soon as the furnace turns.
Your furnace works? Okay, nobody has that much electricity, not around here.
The arc powers the house the second the furnace turns on. Hold this pin, dump this canister into the chute. Feeds the entire house. They won't be safe anywhere.
Worry clouding her features, she takes the canister.
They have masks.
Air masks. They need gas masks. You ready?
He slides on his gas mask.
Is it painless?
It's quick.
He creeps back upstairs along the graffiti-covered walls, carrying a short metal pipe. His movements careful and steady, he inches toward a corner of the wide kitchen entryway. With his back to the wall, he closes his eyes and takes a deep breath. Dashing past the kitchen, he attaches a wire from a thermostat to an electrical panel, then runs, with Sunny chasing him. Ren slips into the bedroom and slams the door closed before shoving the metal pipe in place beneath the doorknob. Keeping it braced, he grabs a piece of clear plastic from the floor and sets it in front of an air vent in the baseboard of a wall. The plastic remains perfectly still. Back in the hall, an icon blinks on the thermostat display. Now the plastic moves as air seeps from the vent. Ren opens the door, still wearing his gas mask, and cautiously exits the bedroom. He looks down at the floor, but sees no one there. He slips into a room where IV bags hang from poles.
If the Black and Free States don't surrender to the George Corporation, what happened to continental Australia will happen to the entire planet.
Two apple slices remain on a plate. Ren creeps through the house, finding no one. Bright daylight seeps through a partially blacked out window. Ren pokes his head around a corner and finds the hallway empty. Moving with great caution, he advances down the hall with his eyes focused on the path ahead. He opens the heavy door to his garage workshop and discovers the invaders holding Hannah hostage.
I'm sorry, I couldn't do it.
Sunny holds the gas grenade.
Mask off. Lose the glove.
Now!
Ren slowly removes his gas mask.
I wasn't lying when I said we just wanted your scripts. But here you go and try and gas us.
This kid's got a mean streak.
Hannah mouths, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Hands.
Where are your scripts?
Brother binds Ren's hands together.
Just tell them.
Have a safe.
See how easy that was? Cooperation makes the world go round.
And money?
Where's the safe?
His face tight with anger, Ren walks across the room with Brother following him. Father taps Hannah on the shoulder with his pistol. She rubs her head and stands. Ren lifts away a box from a small safe, then leans down and punches the combination into a keypad. He opens it. Brother pushes Ren into a chair, then kneels down to inspect the contents of the safe.
Hannah, it's gonna be okay.
30,000 in Stomachem scripts.
He uses the device to scan cards.
Environ 65,000. Jackpot, over a million in Taurus scripts. We're gonna have ourselves a good time, boys.
It's for the cause, brother.
Yeah, of course. We're gonna get a finder's fee.
Yo, he came for? He'll go. He can identify us. Give me the gun. I'll shoot him right now.
Father aims at Ren.
No!
Hannah yanks his arm down.
Nobody gets hurt.
Ren gapes.
Are you sure?
Mother?
Ren stares at them in disbelief.
I wasn't too rough, was I?
He used to work for Taurus. He still might.
We're the Block. We don't kill civilians.
All right, looks like it's your lucky day, champ. Take anything you can hawk. See if you can find some mask filters. We're running out.
Hannah paces momentarily, then strides to Ren and crouches in front of him, making direct eye contact.
Block needs your scripts, Ren.
I don't give them to you.
She studies his face, then stands and turns away from him.
I'll be back.
Brother looks at the spinning arc cylinder.
Hey, so what's that thing do anyway, besides fry people?
It's just a science experiment.
That's right. He used to be a military engineer for Taurus.
So is that a weapon or something?
No, it's not a weapon.
Jesus Christ!
Sunny shoots Ren in the chest, and time loops again. Ren wakes in his bed. As always, the clock reads 6:16 a.m. Ren rushes for the door. This time, Hannah wakes too. Ren braces himself against the door, a puzzled look on her face. Hannah walks toward him.
Ren? Well, what the hell are you doing?
The invaders force the door open. Now Ren and Hannah sit captive.
You got 5 minutes.
His face snarled with rage. Ren looks over his shoulder to watch father exit.
Who are they?
You don't know?
What? Stop it! Stop it! You're gonna get us killed!
Yeah, tell me about it.
Carefully dropping the scissors from his teeth, he makes a successful catch in his right hand.
Oh, finally.
He cuts his zip ties.
What happened to you after Taurus tried to arrest me?
I told you last night.
Tell me again.
He latches the door.
Now? Why? Ren, untie me.
He walks right past her.
What?
Going to his computer, he begins typing into the keyboard. Still tied to the chair, Hannah turns her head away.
Taurus agents interrogated me for 3 days.
Then what?
They let me go after they knew I had nothing to do with you stealing their scripts.
Ren eyes a computer folder marked video.
And that you left without telling me.
He inserts an earpiece and plays the video, which shows him covered in blood with Hannah behind him.
Ren, untie me.
He removes the earpiece and closes the video.
What is it?
And Taurus let you go? Just like that?
Not just like that. They took away my citizenship. Our home. They put me in a refugee camp for 6 months. I didn't know if you were dead or if you had just left me for dead.
He squints, then approaches her.
I spent a year torturing myself, feeling guilty that I got away and you didn't.
Ren cuts her bonds. She looks up at him for a moment before standing.
They have a gun. We should do what they say.
I already tried that.
Meanwhile,
up north, Taurus security forces battle block paramilitaries over the Great Slave Lake oil refinery. The refinery borders the Arctic Parallel neutral zone. Taurus executives accuse the Arctic Parallel of providing a safe haven for bloc leaders.
Man, why always gotta listen to this propaganda?
Know thy enemy, my brother.
Yeah, well, Pope tells it like it really is.
Brother changes the channel. In the hallway, Ren and Hannah slip past the invaders to reach the stairs. Entering the basement, Ren hesitates before reaching up to grab the bag, then freezes stiffly.
Are you okay?
He turns to her.
Those guys hurt my back. There's a bag up there. Can you reach it?
Once her back is to him, Ren zaps her with the electrified glove, causing her to go limp in his arms. He eases her to the floor. He retrieves the bag with ease. Setting it on the floor near Hannah, he sits down to face her. She's curled up on her side.
My supervisors called me a fraud when I told them the Ark was generating limitless energy. Couldn't really blame them, though. Perpetual motion's a myth.
He opens the bag while she recovers.
Then Taurus sees the Ark. Now why take something that didn't work? Because it does. They want it back. Taurus wants the Ark for their war machine.
You're crazy. You're fucking crazy.
Maybe. Doesn't mean I'm wrong. I know everything, Hannah. Your boyfriend. Stealing my scripts for the block. Mother.
How?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Having risen to a seated position, she stares at him, then turns away. He stands up and walks over to her.
Are you really working for the block, or did Taurus turn you?
She pulls herself to her feet and looks him directly in the eyes.
Block. We don't want your stupid machine. We came for your scripts.
Right.
Sorry, you're a freedom fighter now. I'm just some fool engineer trying to solve the world's energy crisis.
And all this time, I thought you were just a self-serving thief.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
Yeah, that's right. You don't. Because you got away.
Turning away from him, she raises up her shirt to expose scars and welts across her lower back. He recoils.
They kept the lights on while I tried to sleep. Kept me in darkness while I was awake. They played the same Christmas song over and over. It never stopped.
I'm sorry.
You don't get to be sorry. You're too late.
I never stopped thinking about you, Hannah. I looked for you every day. I hacked into every database I could, tapped every network, monitored every registry. Finding you was the only thing that kept me going.
I still hate you.
Okay.
He leans down and grabs one of the gas masks.
So you're just gonna kill us now?
Just them.
Run, please. Nobody has to get hurt.
He fixes an intense gaze on her.
We do it my way.
He holds out the gas mask to her. Later, she creeps along the upstairs hallway wearing both the gas mask and the electrified glove. She hesitates a moment before joining the others in the kitchen.
Jeez,
what the hell are you doing?
Ren enters the room from the other direction, pulling the pin on the cyanide canister. Father aims his gun at him.
Shoot me, we all die.
Sunny stands close to Hannah.
They're bluffing.
Her eyes fixed on Ren, she zaps Sunny with the glove. Ren cocks his head at Father, who lowers his gun. In the garage, Ren and Hannah bind the others to chairs.
Hannah, baby, don't do this. I trusted you.
Ren's keeping half his scripts. We get the other half. Nobody gets hurt this way.
She tapes Father's mouth.
Hannah. Come with me. We can start over. Okay, do it right this time. We'll head north. No tourists, no block. Just us.
Oh.
You should eat. There's food in the kitchen. Just think about it, okay?
She studies him, then walks away.
Hannah!
Ren glances toward the invaders, then walks to his computer. He enters an encrypted password over a home screen displaying the Taurus logo. Words of text, folders, and a complicated circular graphic appear. Wearing the glove, he walks to his captives.
Oh, aren't we just one big, happy family?
He stops by Sunny.
You killed me.
Ren kicks him in the chest, knocking his chair over.
You punched me in the ear.
I meant to hit you in the face.
Like this?
He punches brother with the electrified glove, then sidles over to father and leans in close to him.
Hannah's coming with me.
Giving us your blessing?
He rips the tape off father's mouth.
She won't go with you.
She will. I know Hannah.
Then you also know that she hates you.
Ren glares at him, then turns away. Father lunges in his chair and tackles him. Ren raises his gloved hand to strike.
Stop!
Hannah returns with Father's gun. Electricity sizzles around the glove, then goes out as Ren unballs his fist and stands. He leans on his computer station.
I need a few hours to download the data and pack up the ARC.
You can't go with him, Hannah. His mind's gone sour.
Look up with a migrant caravan, head to the Arctic Parallel. I can hack weather drones so we avoid flash.
I can't go with you. I can't.
Ren paces toward her.
Give me my scripts.
That wasn't the deal.
Yeah, well, the deal's changed.
Ren, please. This is bigger than us. This is about winning the war.
The war is over. Taurus is gonna win. The block is doomed, and you are wasting your time.
Maybe. But I have to try. We need your scripts. All of them.
She aims the gun at him.
Now!
You're not gonna shoot me.
You're right.
She aims at the Ark.
You're just being ridiculous.
She fires a warning shot.
Okay, just...
He grabs for the gun and gets shot in the neck. Time loops again to 6:16 a.m. As Ren runs for the door, Hannah wakes.
I shot you.
Well, you remember?
The invaders enter. Later, in the garage workshop, Hannah's eyes pensively dart back and forth while Father delivers his spiel to Ren, bound in the chair behind hers. No one else can see her turbulent facial expressions. Father brandishes his gun as he speaks to Ren. Hannah's brow tightens, creasing her forehead with deep lines, and she cocks her head sharply to one side. As Brother departs the room, leaving just Father and Sonny with Ren, Hannah fights briefly against her restraints, then looks down and shakes her head. She watches Sonny exit, her expression still stunned. Behind her, Father puts the gun in his waistband and shoves his stool aside. He steps closer and leans down between Ren and Hannah.
Were you brats playing doctor?
Oh, yeah. All night long.
Father grabs the back of Ren's neck, then raises his mask from his mouth.
Give me your scripts. But hold back on me.
He lowers his mask, sidles close to Hannah, and gently touches her hair before looking at Ren.
You got 5 minutes.
Father exits the room. Ren turns to Hannah.
You do remember?
He moves his chair.
Is this a dream? It was a dream, right? Or is this a dream right now?
It's not a dream.
No.
Today's repeating.
No, I have to get out of here, Ren.
Hey, everything's gonna be okay.
Ren cuts her bonds.
How is this happening?
The Ark. How many times do you remember?
Just one. But it feels like more.
It's because it is.
The Ark cylinder continues endless spinning. Ren uses his computer.
Okay. Okay, you see these time logs? These are the four loops we've gone through. They always begin at 6:11 and end at 9:25. And this last time log, that's happening right now.
So we've looped 5 times?
Yeah.
How? Why?
Using a stylus, he draws remotely on a digital dry erase board across the room.
Okay, if this line is time, this is when the loop begins at 6:11 a.m. because electrocuted himself on the Ark. This caused forward time to bend back on itself, creating a closed time loop.
The board displays a circle over the timeline.
And the day repeats.
Time resets every 3 hours, 14 minutes, and 15 seconds.
He continues circling the time loop.
How does the Ark work?
I mean, essentially, these fuel cells power the Ark. In turn, the Ark recharges the fuel cells. It never needs an external power source, but how it's looping time, I have no idea.
An unlimited energy machine that also produces unlimited time. No wonder Taurus wants it back.
Not unlimited time, the same amount of time over and over. Loops always reset at 9:25. What happened when the previous loop reset? Shortly after you shot me.
It was an accident.
What happened?
I untied everyone, a gun went off, and then I woke up in bed next to you. That's it, that's all I remember.
Sonny probably shot you. Or maybe your boyfriend.
Grim wouldn't do that.
Do you love him?
Grim was the one who helped me survive. I owe him.
So he's the reason you joined up with the Block?
5 months in Taurus custody was pretty convincing.
Ren hangs his head.
Ren, it was my idea to rob you. I was angry. I also wanted to see you. To make sure you're okay. It's the truth.
He approaches her.
Anna, just go. come with me.
Ren, there is a war on. You come with me.
I want to go to the block. Come on.
You say you want to solve the world's energy crisis, but you just want to run away.
Yes, with you.
No, it's time we end this.
Fine. Fine.
Fine, shut down the Ark.
No. No, not until we're in control. If we shut down the Ark and Sunny kills either one of us...
We're dead for good.
Which is why we need to kill them first.
No. They're not murderers.
Sunny is. He will shoot me. That's how it plays out.
Then I will make sure that he can't. They're my subordinates, Ren. They will do what I say.
Even Sunny?
Ren, please. I don't want anybody else to get hurt.
Now, she binds him to his chair.
It's gonna work.
Just not too tight, okay?
Trust me.
She crosses to the heavy door, unlocks it, and slides it open. Sitting back to back with Ren, she binds herself to her own chair. She tightens her wrist restraints.
Hey, guys! Get in here!
Grim, Brother, and Sunny enter.
What's going on?
I know where his scripts are. Untie me.
Brother heads for the scissors.
That was easy.
Do you have any more apples?
He frees her. She stands.
So you broke cover.
Betraying me for money? You're pathetic.
She backhands him.
I want him to know the truth.
She kisses Grim.
Say cheese, bud.
Brother tapes Ren's mouth. Moments later, Hannah pulls the scripts from Ren's safe.
Check them.
She tosses them to Sunny.
All right, let's move. I don't want to be stuck in Taurus territory after dark.
What about Loverboy?
He's seen our faces.
No, he won't say anything.
I guess it's your lucky day, champ.
He puts his gun down.
Everyone search. Take anything we can hide. And look for air mask filters. We're running low.
While the group searches the room, Hannah covertly tucks the pistol in her waistband. Ren notices, then sees Grim's shoes stepping on a loose zip tie on the floor as he rummages around. Ren discreetly slides his feet closer to his chair.
What about the Cuz Killer? We could probably strip it for parts. Hey, genius. What's that thing do anyway besides fry people?
Hannah stares at the spinning arc cylinder.
That's right. You were a military engineer at Taurus.
So that's why it's like a weapon or something?
We're taking it with us.
Grim examines the arc.
What's it do?
We'll find a use for it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Ren. I'm sorry, but it has to be this way.
Sunny shoots Grim in the head, then does the same to Hannah. Brother runs away. Sunny turns to Ren, veins bulging in his forehead and his features scrunched with anguish. Ren looks down at Hannah. Blood is pooled around her head.
She didn't tie your legs back up.
Ren turns to look up at Sunny, who paces a few steps.
Do you know you're still on Taurus payroll? Taurus didn't want word getting out that you disappeared with their most valuable possession. Whatever the hell that is.
He untapes Ren's mouth.
What's that thing run on anyway?
Love.
My Grams always used to say that love made the world go round. Then she was sick in the head with the Kuru virus, so...
Sunny slips the gun in his waistband, takes off his jacket, and leans down by Cuz's body. He extracts a small transmitter from the dead man's pocket.
Mobius common.
Ren spots a glowing symbol on Sunny's arm.
46, clear 904, request recon crushdown for Operation River Run, over.
Triangulating coordinates. Stand by.
He slips his left hand from its zip tie.
DMP fiber delta is in proximity. Drop time imminent.
Copy. Out.
Ren eyes Grim's gun on the floor.
Taurus promised your freedom if you found me. You know they're lying, but I can help. Is that the best you got?
He touches the scissors to the arc.
That'll smart. How do I disable it?
Ren shifts his eyes toward the computer.
I use that? What's the login?
Ren glares at him.
What's the login?
Hannah?
Seriously? Well, I guess that's romantic.
As Sonny types, Ren frees his right hand, then moves for the gun on the floor. Sonny punches him, then calmly pulls his own gun and looks at Ren on the floor.
I get paid whether I bring you back dead or alive. What's the login?
Ren wears a defeated expression on his face. Sonny aims close range at Ren.
You're running out of time. Is that the best you can?
Sonny shoots. Time loops.
Hannah, wake up.
Sonny shot me.
Sonny's a merc. Taurus sent him.
Taurus? What do we do?
Play along.
Sonny knocks Ren down, then helps brother drag Ren from the room. Grimm stays behind with Hannah and removes his mask.
Did he just say play along?
I don't know. I was asleep. You idiot scared the shit out of me. You're 4 hours early.
Kaz is dead. You got electrocuted by some crazy machine in the garage.
Grimm.
Did you fuck him?
No. The plan, remember? Get Renton to let his guard down.
Yeah, but not your guard.
Stop it. We fell asleep after talking all night. That's it.
Then what?
Give me 5 minutes alone with Renton.
Leave you two alone together. Yeah, that won't look at all suspicious.
Just go to the kitchen and eat. That's believable.
We're not here to eat.
He has apples.
In the garage.
Nobody has apples anymore.
He does.
Okay, all right.
Brother pats Grimm's shoulder and exits the room.
Go on.
Sonny hesitates a moment before following Brother. Hannah watches Sonny leave. Grimm tucks his gun away, then knocks over his stool.
Were you brats playing doctor?
Just leave us alone.
Grimm cocks his head, then leans down to Ren.
Give me your scripts. You got 5 minutes.
He leaves.
You're not taking the Ark.
Ren moves toward the scissors.
We need to tell Grimm about Sonny.
Ren frees himself and stands.
I don't trust him. I don't even trust you right now.
Ren, if Sonny's a merc, we need all the help we can get.
In the kitchen, Sonny paces.
Air is too toxic to breathe. Our water, a poisonous ink. Summer's cold, winter's hot. And now that the birds are extinct, the only species left for
us. I heard this broadcast before.
Is ourselves.
Must be a repeat.
That's because Taurus have her.
You got a real negative attitude, you know that?
Sonny flips him off.
To continental Australia will happen to the entire planet. It will be 10,000 years.
Sonny opens a jar, smells the contents, winces, and closes the jar.
What's that?
Kerosene.
Gosh, now.
Tourists will plunder. The company will consume until there's nothing left to consume.
Moving the gun out of the way, Brother sets down the plate of apple slices. He smiles at Sonny and Grimm.
You cut that into 4 pieces? So?
So there's 3 of us. He'll Hannah makes 4.
Oh, don't say your name, dummy.
In the garage, tape covers Hannah's mouth. Meanwhile, the invaders eat their apple slices. They react. Grimm leads them into the garage.
Where'd he go?
She shrugs, then Grimm uncovers her mouth.
Ah! God! He escaped while you idiots were stuffing your faces.
It was your idea.
Yeah, well, you took too long.
He's probably long gone, with the scripts too.
No, he's still in the house.
How do you know?
Hunch.
You two search the main floor. Me and Grim will take the basement. Go.
We should stick together.
Go.
After Sonny and brother leave the room, Hannah closes the heavy door. Grim watches her.
What are you doing?
We need to kill Sonny.
Elsewhere. Prowling a hallway, brother enters the room with the IV bags, which feed green plants in small plastic tubs. He flicks one of the bags. Brother moves across the room to see more plants rooted in soil that fills a sink beneath a large lamp emitting red light. He pulls something from the soil. Brother examines the tiny piece of vegetation, then tosses it back toward the soil. In the garage.
Don't look at me like that.
Why would Taurus care about a few thousand scripts?
No, they don't care about the money. They care about this.
He eyes the art.
What's special about this thing?
It's a time machine.
Grim looks at her. In the kitchen, brother eats the last apple piece, savoring the taste. Turning his head, he notices something, an open door through which bright daylight enters the house. A worried expression on his face, brother walks cautiously toward the door. He looks outside, then gently closes the door. Someone whacks him across the face, and he falls. The assailant is Sonny. Meanwhile, Ren creeps toward the latticed wall to the living room. He pauses for a moment, then creeps back the way he came and hides. As Sonny emerges from the living room, Ren slinks along the wall, moving stealthily. Sonny stops and turns, then advances purposefully into the kitchen. Sonny stops by a countertop and looks around, a determined look on his face before leaving. Just below the countertop hides Ren. Ren looks in front of him and behind, then quietly rises and begins moving toward an adjoining room. He glances behind himself as he moves. Ren stops when he encounters brother lying immobilized on the floor. Indecision clouds Ren's features as he looks at brother, then looks around his surroundings. Now, he bandages brother's bloodied head with a dish towel. In the garage, Hannah operates the digital dry erase board.
At 6:11, Cuz was electrocuted, which shorted the arc and caused time to loop.
A time loop?
Yes. And Taurus sent Sonny to take the arc back.
Hannah, Sonny's a friend.
Some friend. He's already killed you once, probably more.
Hannah and Grim look at the door. Grim draws his gun and approaches. Sliding the door open, Grim admits Sonny.
Did you find him?
No. But he killed brother.
He's lying.
Sonny shrugs and displays his gun.
Where'd you get that?
Sonny shoots Grim in the head, then aims at Hannah.
Where is he?
He's gone.
Oh, and he left you here all alone?
No. Renton only cares about himself.
And the Ark.
Ren rushes Sonny from behind and tackles him to the floor. He smashes the electrified glove into Sonny's face and holds it there, burning Sonny's skin. Hannah grabs Grim's gun, while Ren fries Sonny, who loses consciousness, his left eye scorched shut. Ren stands.
Is it over?
Ren nods. The arc cylinder spins as Ren approaches the machine.
Let's shut this damn thing down.
Is the arc spinning faster?
His brow knotted with worry, Ren rushes over to the computer, then glances back toward the Ark. Hannah joins him by the computer. She watches characters flash on the monitor as Ren enters his login.
September 19.
Hannah looks at him. He stares at the monitor for a moment before returning her gaze.
That was the last time we saw each other.
If I could relive one day.
Her expression softens. She turns to the floor.
Grim? Oh my God, he's alive. Grim? Grim, look at me. Look at me. You're gonna be okay. Can get a first aid kit or something.
His face pained, Ren hurries to a cabinet. Shock fills his features. He turns toward Hannah, who remains with Grim. Then both Ren and Hannah look to the door, where Brother holds a gun. Ren slips toward the floor, while Hannah puts her hand to her head. Ren falls. Time loops to 6:16 a.m.
Fuck.
He grabs a shirt from a drawer and wraps it around his right hand.
What are you doing?
Stand back.
We don't have air masks.
He draws back to punch a window. He halts. Both of them look toward the door, then at each other. Now they creep through the house. Ren enters the room with the plants, followed by Hannah. They look all around, seeing no one. They pass into a hallway, walking gently on bare feet. Ren rounds a corner. Looking down a short flight of steps, he sees a body in the garage. He hurries forward to investigate. Hannah follows. The first body is Grimm's. The other is Brother's. Hannah kneels down to cradle Grimm's face. A pool of blood darkens the floor beneath his head. Ren locks the door. A worried look on her face. Hannah stands.
Why is this loop different?
Sonny's aware of the time loops.
Sonny's aware? How?
I don't know. How did you become aware?
I just woke up and remembered.
Me too.
Ren hurries to the computer.
So, is remembering just random?
No. The Ark emits electromagnetic frequencies that could affect memory.
We're farthest away from the Ark when it resets.
Which is why the effect wore off on us first.
And now Sonny, shit.
Ren studies lines of code representing the time loops.
Data's still the same. Loops begin and end at the same time, then everything resets.
Why doesn't the data also reset?
Time logs are housed in the Ark's core structure above the fuel cells.
He kneels down by the Ark.
The loop ends at 9:25 because that's when the power source runs out.
When the fuel cells go dead?
When the loop resets, the fuel cells are still charged. The Ark isn't producing unlimited energy. It's just using the same energy.
He looks from the fuel cells to the wires in the spinning cylinder. Behind him, Hannah scratches her neck and looks around the room.
Okay, that's great, but what about Sonny?
He checks another dead body in the room, that of Cuz.
We stop Sonny before he calls in the EMPs.
Upstairs, Ren creeps around a corner and prowls down a hallway. He wears the electrified glove. Now he retrieves the bag with the cyanide and the masks. Back in the garage, Hannah opens the door for Ren.
No sign of Sonny.
She locks the door as he opens the bag, then walks close to Ren.
We should go while we have the chance. And take the Ark to the block.
Oh, come on.
Just hear me out.
No.
Any battle the block loses with the Ark, they'll be able to loop back in time and fight again. Until they get it right. Until we win.
You don't know that.
Neither do you, but if Taurus gets the Ark, they'll be unstoppable.
Taurus can't get the Ark, but neither can the block.
You would rather keep it to yourself. You haven't changed. Still selfish.
I'm selfish? All I care about is you. All you care about is the block.
Ren, there is a war on. I don't have time for us.
Then what are you fighting for? The Ark is dangerous in the wrong hands. I don't trust the block.
Then trust me.
Sonny gets me before I get him.
He won't.
You can't let him take the Ark. You have to destroy it.
How?
Enter the self-destruct prompt into the user ID. It'll wipe the system, melt the circuit boards, the cylinder will spin out of control, everything will be lost.
What's the prompt?
This is a last resort.
I know. What's the prompt?
Just before we were separated, I gave you a code word.
You mean before you left me?
Do you remember?
I remember you acting paranoid.
Anna, I was trying to warn you.
Sky.
Later, Ren walks upstairs wearing the electrified glove and a gas mask. He holds the cyanide capsule, finger poised to pull the pin. He scans the house for Sonny. In the garage, Hannah watches the spinning Ark cylinder, a gas mask over her face. She turns from the Ark to look down at Brother's body, a pool of blood on the floor near his face. Hannah turns her gaze toward Grimm's body. She stares at him, the Ark cylinder relentlessly spinning behind her. Meanwhile, Ren continues searching. He moves slowly through a hallway, peering into rooms. Ren enters the bedroom, then turns toward a closet. He opens the folding door and looks inside. Turning his head away from the closet, he shuts the door. Ren fixes his gaze on something and walks toward it. The clock by the bed reads 7:22 a.m., then 7:23, then 7:24, and so on, the numbers changing rapidly. He studies the clock for a moment before turning to look back toward the bedroom door. In the garage, Hannah extracts a large folded sheet of clear plastic from a cabinet. She unfolds the sheet, draping it over something on the floor. Meanwhile, Ren creeps into a hallway, searching. He steps forward, extending his hand to peer around a corner. He immediately pulls his head back. In the garage, Hannah covers Brother's body with plastic. Meanwhile, Ren peers around the corner again. Directly ahead of him, the door to a closet is ajar. He removes his finger from the pin of the cyanide capsule and flexes the hand with the electrified glove. Bounding around the corner, he yanks open the closet door and raises his fist, energy sparking around the glove. Inside the closet, Ren discovers a body with an air mask over the face. He reaches for it. Back in the garage, while Hannah methodically covers Grimm's body, Cuz sits up behind her. Now, Ren pulls off the mask in the closet to see Cuz's face. He blasts into motion, running through rooms to the stairs. He bangs on the door to the garage.
Hannah, open the door! Hannah!
She opens the door, blood trickling from her hairline down her forehead. Sonny, wearing Cuz's clothes, points a gun at Ren from behind her back. Ren enters and places the cyanide capsule on the floor. He and Sonny remove their masks. Ren looks at Hannah.
You checked the wrong pocket. Mobius Common.
Identify yourself.
Okay. Ouroboros 46, clear 904. Request recon crushdown for Operation River Run. Over.
Strangulating coordinates.
You don't know what you're doing.
Oh, you got that right. I was ordered to recover an energy turbine. Apparently, it's a time machine.
DMP Fiber Delta is in proximity. Drop time imminent.
Copy. Out.
You're nothing to Taurus. An expendable pawn.
Like you are to the block?
If Taurus gets the Ark, they'll kill millions more than they already have.
People have been killing each other since the dawn of time.
Yeah, because of people like you.
You misunderstand me. This war kills us all. I don't want that.
So you're giving the Ark to the bastards who started the war?
Better that someone wins than everybody dies. What's the login?
Ren turns his head toward Hannah.
Sky.
He looks at Sonny.
Sky.
Sonny smacks Ren with the gun.
We've been here before. How does it end? You shoot me in the face. Well, I guess history does repeat.
Okay, okay.
Ren raises his hands.
I'll shut it down.
Ren walks to the Ark, then grabs the machine with his bare hand, electrocuting himself. Time loops.
Why didn't you destroy the Ark?
He grabs a dresser drawer.
We need help. We need to tell Grimm.
We tried that. It didn't work.
We try again.
Do the same thing, expect different results.
Do you have a better idea?
Ren brandishes the drawer like a weapon, watching the door. He looks at the clock, which advances from 6:16 a.m. to 6:17 a.m., then turns to Hannah. His expression is incredulous. Now, Ren and Hannah move slowly through the house, heading for the living room. They share a quick look before moving closer to the room, then proceed in the direction of the garage. Ren stops at a corner with a view of the workshop.
Somebody saved your life, man. You were being electrocuted, dude. You were like...
He clasps Cuz's shoulders.
He was crazy. He didn't hesitate. He just jumped in, kicked you off. Now you're back.
You all right?
It's deja vu.
Sonny pulls his gun. Ren turns to Hannah. He glances back into the garage to find Sonny putting his gun away. Cuz steps into view beside him, unharmed.
Change of plans?
This is it.
What about the target? Is he here?
We gotta disable that before we take him down.
Why?
Sonny closes the door. Ren holds up his index finger, gesturing to Hannah, then moves toward the door. She takes his place at the corner, watching him. Ren quietly removes a padlock from a housing, closes the hatch, and replaces the padlock, locking the door from the outside. Next, he connects the wire from the thermostat to the electrical panel and twists the temperature control dial. In the basement, Ren opens the bag with the gas masks and the cyanide.
How well do you know that Buzz guy?
I don't. He's Sonny's guy. He's quiet. He didn't say much.
She slips on a mask.
You're sure this is safe?
He secures his mask.
Ready?
Yeah.
He opens an air vent, pulls the pin, and inserts the canister. The air vent in the garage operates. Sonny walks past brother's dead body, getting blood on the bottom of his boot, while Cuz works at the computer. Cuz looks up from the computer and sniffs. He turns to Sonny.
Almonds?
Cyanide.
Cuz rushes from the computer to the door, but it won't budge because of the padlock outside. Sonny calmly walks to a work table and sorts through various tools before grabbing a utility knife from a shelf over the table. Meanwhile, Ren and Hannah walk through a hallway, both wearing gas masks. Something catches her attention. She stares for a moment before walking into the living room. She discovers a clock without its housing, the time advancing from 6:57 to 7:11 in a matter of seconds.
The Ark is speeding up. The faster it spins, the faster time moves.
Now, Sonny and Cuz drag Grimm's body through the garage workshop and place it beside brother's body.
Why are we doing this?
Winded, Sonny hesitates a moment before turning to Cuz. He sets a hand on Cuz's shoulder.
Don't be mad now.
He stabs Cuz's neck with a utility knife, then retracts the blade. Blood spurts. Meanwhile,
they'll die before the Ark resets. Okay, it'll work.
In the last loop, before the Ark reset,
What happened?
It's not as if something happened. It's more that everything stopped happening.
And if the Ark is dangerous, you should have destroyed it.
And let you die?
They turn, then look back at each other. In the garage, the door opens. Still wearing masks, Hannah and Ren enter. Arranged on the floor in a massive blood puddle are the bodies of Cuz, Grim, and Brother. Ren sees bloody footprints leading from the bodies. He rushes behind a bank of servers to discover Sonny's body, blood sprayed behind his head and seeping from a wound in his mouth. Hannah joins Ren, who removes his mask.
It's safe.
She removes her mask. They look at the three bodies.
Cyanide did this.
No, Sonny did this.
Their throats are all slit open.
Were the loops making him crazy?
No. I probably did this just to slow us down.
Because the EMPs are coming, we gotta move.
Okay, I'll download the data and dismantle the Ark.
And take it to the block.
Oh, Shannon, not this shit.
Ren, we can end the war.
What, a few rebels defeating the largest corporation on Earth?
Yes, it can happen.
Taurus has standing armies, okay? Fighter drones, ZMPs, fucking nukes.
And the block would have the Ark.
Forever the idealist.
Forever the pessimist.
Realist, okay? Evidence and facts, not wishful thinking.
I call it hope.
When did you become so naive?
Oh, God damn it! Fuck you!
She throws something at the board. Ren stares at the cracked glass.
Oh, my God.
What? Ren?
He moves to the computer and types in commands.
Look.
Listen carefully, Taurus! Hannah!
They watch themselves on video.
Taurus!
The video freezes.
I don't remember that.
Neither do I. This was recorded just before the loop resets.
In the video, the cracked digital dry erase board is visible in the background.
Different. What does it mean?
I don't know.
He advances the video a few frames.
Oh, shit.
There's a blast at the edge of the frame.
ZMPs.
We gotta get out of here.
Okay. Grab scripts, no. Supplies. I'll lock it down.
Hannah walks toward the safe, but the three bodies are in the way.
There's something in his mouth.
She looks at Ren, then glances down to her feet, where blood oozes close to her toes. She steps back. Hannah grabs the clear plastic from the cabinet and sets it atop the blood so she can walk to the bodies. The weight of her steps causes the plastic to slide in the blood, and she nearly loses her balance. Hannah extends her arms to right herself, then crouches down to extract something from Grimm's mouth. It's a small piece of paper, moist and red with blood and saliva. She unfolds the note, which contains one word, sky. Her brow pulled tight, Hannah slowly stands.
Our code word.
What?
Sky.
No, Tanner!
She steps on the blood and gets electrocuted.
No! Shit.
Ren pulls the unresponsive Hannah away from the blood.
No. Fucking. Come on.
He performs chest compressions.
Hannah, come on. Breathe. Hannah.
He stops the compressions, gently pushes hair off her forehead, and rubs his eyes. Ren looks from Hannah to the spinning Ark cylinder. He stands and clutches the sides of his head. The whole mechanism of the Ark shakes. Ren pulls his hands from his head and ambles toward the computer. He types commands. A question appears on the monitor. Shut down Ark? Yes or no? Ren glares at the screen, then crouches down in front of the computer, his arms crossed on the table where the keyboard rests. He looks away. Hannah's body lies motionless, surrounded by blood. A determined look on his face, Ren stands and looks at the question on the monitor. Yes or no? He types no. Next, he glances back toward Hannah, then types in fresh commands. A rapidly advancing time code appears on the monitor. 7:50 becomes 7:51 and so on. He rushes over to Hannah, grabs her body, and drags it across the floor. The arc mechanism shakes ever more violently. Light reflected off the spinning cylinder begins to blur. In the living room, the exposed clock ticks rapidly from 8:18 to 8:30. Back in the garage, Ren cradles Hannah's body, stroking her hair. He looks all around the room, finally fixing his gaze on the wildly spinning arc cylinder. The space around the cylinder begins to distort, and a view of Ren transforms with multiple overlapping copies of him and Hannah. Time loops. He wakes in his bedroom.
You okay?
What happened?
He holds her face gently.
I'm sorry about what I said. I was wrong.
Stop!
She removes Grimm's mask.
Don't!
Where's Sonny? Where is he?
There goes the plan.
Sonny just stopped Cuz from being electrocuted, didn't he?
Did you tell him?
She closes the door.
No, what? Sort of.
What's that mean?
Sonny and Cuz are mercs.
Come on.
Taurus sent him. They want Renton's machine.
That thing in the garage?
Yes.
What about it?
It loops time. We've been reliving the same day over and over.
Oh, brother.
If you don't help us, we're all gonna die.
Us. Liar.
He pulls his gun, but Ren grabs it and pins him to the wall.
I remember. Prove it.
Grim, what do you remember?
I had a deja vu and Sonny shot me. And you too.
Right.
Ren backs away from Grim.
This is for real?
Yes.
You gonna help us?
He offers the gun back. Grim takes it.
What do we do?
In the hall.
Y'all are sick with the Kuru virus, you know that?
Quiet.
Sonny shot you because you were aware. So, if he knew you were aware, why would he send you to get us?
Sonny would expect them to betray him.
What?
Sonny grabs Grimm's gun. Nearby, Cuz holds up the cyanide grenade. He and Sonny are wearing the gas masks.
You two really are mercs.
Sonny aims both the guns. Now, in the garage, Cuz slides out a chair.
Go on, kneel down. Kneel down. Kneel down. Down on your... No, not you.
He motions to Hannah.
Everyone kneel but you. You sit down.
Go to hell.
He grabs her by the hair and pushes her toward the chair. Kneeling, Ren, Grim, and brother watch.
Now, at the risk of repeating myself, what's the goddamn login?
Don't fucking tell him.
Sonny nods to Cuz, who slips plastic over Hannah's face.
Don't.
She struggles to breathe.
September 19th, September 19th! Enough! September 19th! Stop.
Cuz releases her.
September 19th. Wasn't that romantic?
He types into the computer.
How do I disable it?
Command F6.
Sonny types. Ren and Hannah stare at each other. Sonny picks up his gun, walks to Hannah, and aims at her head.
Now go touch it.
She and Ren continue staring at each other. Her expression is worried, but his is calm. She turns to Sonny.
Then I'll throw you.
He drags her toward the arc. She stands in front of the machine. Ben looks at Ren.
It's safe.
Worry still clouds her features. She studies Ren. Grim watches Hannah. She turns her head toward the arc and tentatively reaches her hand forward. Sonny stands behind her, gun poised. Her hand just inches from the arc. Hannah closes her eyes, then touches the mechanism.
Oh, will you look at that?
Using his gun, Sonny motions for Hannah to sit back in the chair. She does so.
Sonny? My brother? You don't need me. So I'll just go.
Cuz presses his gun to brother's chest.
He's right. We don't need him.
Cuz shoots. Brother falls.
It's still spinning. It's a manual shutdown. Then fucking disable it!
He aims at Hannah. Ren stands, his hands raised. He walks to a wall panel and flips a lever. Sonny and Hannah both look at the spinning arc cylinder. Ren's expression intensifies. The room goes dark. Sonny shoots. The muzzle flashes, giving glimpses of a struggle. Hannah runs from the darkness to another room. She pauses, then keeps moving through the house. Periodically, she glimpses back. Ren grabs her. Nearly at the door, they grab a pair of blankets. She drapes one over her head and shoulders. They pass through clear plastic tarps to emerge into bright daylight. Only Hannah's face is visible from beneath the heavy blanket. Ren drapes his shoulders. Hannah covers her mouth with her blanketed arm, while Ren uses a respirator mask to cover his. He hands her the respirator, then moves a board to clear a hole in a fence. They pass through. The landscape is barren. She hands back the respirator. They continue exchanging the mask as they move through a field of brown, bare vegetation. Clutching their blankets close, they stop and look around. Ren notices a black line in the short brown grass. They walk up to the line for a closer look. Ren kneels down, discovering that the line is comprised of glassy black pebbles. He touches it.
It feels petrified.
What is it?
He looks to his left, then to his right.
I think it's a boundary. The time loop ends here.
The only time inside the circle is when they're big.
Ren stands. An overhead view shows the line forming a circle around the house. Beyond the circle, a suburb lies in ruins. Amid the debris is the wreckage of a crashed plane, its fuselage broken into pieces. Beyond the suburb lies the skyline of a city, the entire landscape brown and lifeless. A pair of jets zooms over the city. Ren turns to her.
Hannah, there's a safe house two blocks north. It's marked as contaminated. It's not. I will meet you there.
You're coming with me.
No, I can't let Sonny take the Ark.
Renton, listen to me. You can't go back inside. The Ark is off. If you die, you die forever.
Go.
I won't leave you.
Now they're inside the house, moving slowly through darkened rooms.
Hannah?
In another part of the house, Cuz finds the handheld torch.
"'Twas in the moon of winter time,
when all the birds had fled."
Hiding in a closet with Ren, Hannah reacts.
"You must recognize me."
"He tortured me."
"Look at me. Listen, you're okay."
"Jesus is born."
Cuz walks with the torch in his hand. She bursts from the closet and attacks him, but he knocks her down. Ren tackles Cuz and beats his face. Cuz fights back, forcing Ren onto the floor. Nearby, Hannah recovers to see Cuz choking Ren, who struggles but can't break free. Hannah rushes into the kitchen to grab something, then hurries back toward Cousin Ren. She kicks Cuz off Ren, then opens the jar of kerosene and pours it on Cuz. She picks up the torch and lights Cuz on fire. Hannah steps away from the flames, watching Cuz burn, while Ren moves a safe distance away. Totally engulfed in fire, Cuz collapses. Ren grabs a blanket and throws it over Cuz's burning body, then goes to Hannah. They embrace. Lights flicker on. Ren looks up.
Sonny, turn the arm back on. Must want the loop to reset. It's okay. Come on.
He pulls her up. In the garage, the arc cylinder keeps spinning. Bloodied and shaky, Sonny rises to his feet. He swings at Ren, who barrels into him. They struggle. Hannah grabs one of the guns and shoots past Sonny. She sees the crack on the digital glass screen. Ren gets leverage on Sonny and pushes the mercenary toward the arc, his face close to the spinning cylinder. Ren shoves Sonny's face against the metal, which rips the skin off Sonny's skull, sending blood spraying. Hannah keeps the gun poised, but Sonny is dead, his flesh a gory heap around his left eye. Ren lets the body fall to the floor. Hannah and Ren lock eyes. His face and clothes are splattered with Sonny's blood.
DMP Fiber Delta's in proximity. Drop time imminent.
Sonny called and seen me.
He moves to the computer.
We'll download everything. Burn it all.
There isn't time.
Take the arc to the block.
Really?
There's no world left. There's no hope for us.
She hugs him. He looks at the monitor. She does too.
What?
Oh my God. Interruption.
An error message.
These time logs are the 9 loops we've gone through. 9 loops makes 1 sequence. There's been.
He opens an error log.
There's more sequences.
So we've looped more than 9 times. How many? Ren, how many times have we looped?
On the monitor, a long list of errors cycles.
Thousands, maybe more.
No, this can't be happening.
The last timeline in every sequence is broken. It's when I shut down the arc and Sonny rebooted it. When the arc reboots, our memories must reset.
That's why we don't remember the video.
Video was recorded in the last sequence. It was a message to us.
And a ZMP stopped the message.
They're in the house.
She rushes to the door and slides it shut, then steps between the door and Ren with her gun ready.
Damn it. If Taurus gets the arc, they win the war.
We have to destroy it.
He types Sky into the computer. A 30-second countdown begins. The door starts to give way. Ren looks at the arc, which is striped with blood, then turns back toward the computer. He suspends the countdown.
What are you doing?
We let the loop reset. We try again.
We've tried already thousands of times.
We send a message to ourselves in the next loop. Anna, you were right. We have to try.
He holds her face close.
Hurry.
Ren moves to the computer. She aims at the door. He starts recording video of himself.
Listen carefully.
A robot bursts in.
Taurus found you. Take the arc to the block and trust him.
A blast knocks Ren back, disrupting the video signal, which cuts to black. In the bedroom, it's 6:16 a.m. Ren remains fast asleep. Hannah bolts awake. Cut to black. Titles appear over black, written and directed by Tony Elliott, producers Mason Novick, John Finemore. Producer Kyle Franke, executive producer James Hoppe, executive producer Nick Spicer, executive producers Matt Levin, Ian Brick. Robbie Amell, Rachel Taylor, Sean Benson, Gray Powell, Jacob Naam, Adam Butcher, Tantu Cardinal. Co-producers Elizabeth Grave, Michelle Knutson, co-producer Marianne Waterhouse, director of photography Daniel Grant, CSC. Production designer Oleg Savitsky, edited by Kai Meechan. Original music by Keegan Jessamy and Bryce Mitchell. Costume designer Patrick Antosh, visual effects supervisor Kevin Chandu, U.S. casting by Angela Demo, CSA. Canadian casting by Jason Knight, CSA, and John Buchan, CSA. The events and characters depicted in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected under the laws of Canada, the United States, and other countries. Any unauthorized exhibition, distribution, or reproduction of this motion picture or videotape, or any part thereof, including the soundtrack, may result in criminal penalties. Copyright 2016, Nine Times Production, Inc., all rights reserved. A logo appears, Lost City. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red, Netflix.